This is the only match we were going to cover today. And Team Survivor is going to start here. 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun as we spawn with UTZ with Dark Child as he quickly makes his way out of that back parking lot. Here comes Realm of Shadows very quickly down the alleyway, infiltrating the north parking lot, chasing UTZ from their spawn point. Soar now under heavy attack. Grenade coming his direction, retreating past the Jeep down towards the Metro parking lot where he catches... a bullet and he goes down. Masio now over the Metro Station parking lot. LR300 out. He moves into the Metro Station. Going through the opposing side here. Nobody home for UTZ as we go inside the office building very quick. And we just saw one gamer. That was Valkyria. She was hit just at the last moment. She is injured. About 70% health. Going to get some healing there from her clanmates. Four UTZ members now at the front door of the office. Being led by Soar as he quickly goes over to the reception desk. He's got assistance with him.
He wins.
Ozion. And there is your last kill. Ozion picking that up here for UTZ. 1-0 our score here to get the match started. We make a move over to the alley. Once again, grenades being dropped there by Realm of Shadows. But it looks like they have decided to go inside the ops building. We pick it up with Zuby of Realm of Shadows. You see a team kill in the background. Masio gunned down by a clanmate. Their action is inside the office near the main entrance. It's going to be Zuby who guns down Valkyria. Great work there by Zuby. LR300 doing the damage. Boro now coming down the alleyway toward William Street. Action slowed down here just a bit. Rika's, Zuby, and Boro now under the train tracks waiting for UTZ. As UTZ methodically going through the office as they did last round here. Dark Child and Soar. Just two of the UTZ gamers left alive here. Soar now making a move over into the McCain supply yard. As they turn the corner, Zuby gets a shot off with the LR300 doing no damage. You heard the SR8 pop in the background. And that shot catches Zuby as Darkchild then guns down Aboro. So two gamers down here for Realm of Shadows. We go inside the office and very quickly Darkchild was taken out by Rix. But it's going to be Zlatan there to clean it up here for UTZ. Our score now 2-0 in favor of UTZ as we're just about 3 minutes in. Again, running quickly down the alleyway, tossing grenades over into that back north parking lot. It is Realm of Shadows. As they infiltrate that back parking lot very quickly, moving over to the Metro Station parking lot where UTZ retreating into and out of. As we hear an SR-8 shot go off in the background, that not connecting. Zorantum around the south parking lot. He's taking aim at Soar and guns down as Zuby catches Darkchild off guard. Inside the office building, we go once again just outside the restroom. It's Ozion who cannot keep up with Zuby, and Zuby gets the last kill here on Valkyria. So that's 2-1 now. If you keep the score at home, 2-1 in favor of UTZ. Realm of Shadows trying to come back here early on. Don't want to let UTZ get too far out in front. As we hear a grenade tossed over near the reception desk, that catches one of the UTZ gamers off guard. Zlatan getting a little healing help there from Valkyria. As we go through the office building once again, it has been cleaned out here by Realm of Shadows. As we see Realm of Shadows very quickly coming through the Metro Station, it's going to be Zuby, first man in through the reception entrance. He meets up with a lot of resistance fire there. Zuby able to take down a Dark Child as Ozion finishes him off. Action continuing inside there. We see nothing but UTZ gamers going down. And Realm of Shadows controlling that office area very nicely here. They get the round win. 2-2 is their score now. Some fast action inside the office as Realm of Shadows decided to go down the alleyway, reverse course after tossing a few grenades over in that alleyway, and here they come once again through the Metro Station. We see Zorantum hitting one of the UTZ gamers with a grenade. That was Ozion. He goes down as well. So Realm of Shadows here starting off a bit slow, but so far have ran off last two in a row here. We'll see if they can put a little bit of a streak together and continue on here as we follow Rix around down William Street. Here he comes down the alley. Nobody home there as we see a grenade go off at the north end of that alley. Nobody home there. Inside the metro station we move to, and Darkchild catches Zuby with his LR300. He's got clanmate Sore in there, so Sore and Darkchild. Lamers left live to go after Rix here of Realm of Shadows. Rix in the north parking lot very quickly now, moving over toward the north portion of the alley. Moves down the train tracks very silently, passing the two big concrete pillars. Now he stops between them. He's got 100 health. He's got an LR300 with 30 rounds in it, so he's ready to rock and roll once he hooks up with UTZ, who looks like they're coming for him. Now here they come through the north parking lot. Rix taking aim in the direction they're coming from, trying to get the drop on him. Not able to do so. Sore and Rix go at it toe-to-toe here, one-on-one battle. And Sore bleeding to death, but it's going to be Darkchild who picks up the victory for the Urban Terrorist. Now 3-2 is our score after five rounds. We're just about 6 minutes into the match here. Sore taking a quick shot with his S-Rate down the alleyway. It did not hit as we see Zuby and Zoranta once again. Here they come very quickly down the alleyway. And Sore and Darkchild taken out by a well-placed grenade from Rix there to get the round started. So two gamers already down for UTZ as they have to face the probability here that Realm of Shadow is going to take another round from them. They have the three-player advantage right now. They are going to control the office area once again. As we see Zoranta now coming past the main entrance of the office, going and looking down that back hallway, decides to run down there and clear it. Nobody home for UTZ. UTZ now getting ready to infiltrate the reception entrance, being led by Valkyria and Ozion. Valkyria making a move upstairs, stopping on the landing, taking aim at the reception entrance door. In the reception entrance comes Zuby, caught off guard by Ozion, but Ozion cannot get out of the way of Rix. He was then assaulted by Valkyrie. One-on-one, as Rix bled to death, but Zorantum right there to pick up the victory for Realm of Shadows. So our score tied here. Very good match so far, 3-3. As we see action ensue in the park area, Ozion catches him. Realm of Shadows been very useful here. And Valkyria, better look out. She does from behind, but it's not going to matter. She is caught. Once again, she goes down. As we see UTZ retreating through the main office once again. Layton under attack, bleeding. He's got to heal himself. Still has about 80 health. Zorantum just in front of the rest of him, getting ready to take on Zalayton once again, gunning down Zalayton, going to go after Sore now, running down the back hallway, and he gets the last two kills. Zuby of Realm of Shadows, nice job, as he is our leading scorer here with 11 overall kills so far in this first match. We pick it up with Realm of Shadows on the respawn, running down the alleyway once again, being led by Rix, followed by Maceo. And once again, Rix gets another HE kill there as that grenade explodes on Sore of UTZ. So as I said, grenades here very effective for Realm of Shadows early as we go out to the company park. We follow it with Zalay on the behind the blue van. They battle. He and Rix going after it, but Rix catches a DE round. He gets taken out as we follow Zalay now coming through the reception entrance. Oh, and from behind in the metro station. Great work by Valkyria. She comes through the backside there and picks off Maceo. Round goes to UTZ. As we're tied once again, 4-4. We spawn with Darkchild inside the office. Two grenades go flying past him. He takes on Maceo. Maceo's going to get the drop on him. Wrong end of the G36 there for Darkchild. There's action all over the place here in the front of the office building. Boro now, point blank kill on Zalatin. Rix right there to pick it up though. You heard the SR8 kill in the background. Sore finally getting the kill there on Zorantum of Realm of Shadows. As we follow Realm of Shadows now out of the office into the metro station, retreating to the backside is Sore, running for his life with the SR8 out. He is not going to be able to outrun the shots from Rix, who finishes him off and gets the point for Realm of Shadows. So 5-4 is our score here. as we approach the 10-minute mark. UTZ very quickly down the alleyway. Zlatan there for UTZ, sort of cornered as he's trying to retreat now behind one of the big concrete pillars. He's able to do so. As we go inside the office building with Zorantum of ROS, Realm of Shadows. He is injured. He is under assault. 2-on-1. He's not going to be able to avoid it as Boro and Zorantum both get taken out there by Zlatan. So 5-5 our score. We are tied back up once again as we see Ricks readying a grenade, tossing it down the alleyway. He's standing over on the side of building stairs. As we have two members of UTZ coming through, Ricks trying to get away now. He is injured, bleeding, retreating past the north parking lot, hiding just behind the wall under heavy attack. Zlatan gonna kill him. So nice work there to take him out. We're down to a three situation. Check that 3-on-2 as Boro kills Darkchild. We go back inside. Sora hanging with the SR8 at close quarters. Now he switches and we go inside the office building where we see Boro slowed down by Sora's SR8 once again. So Sora, a couple of nice SR8 kills early on here. As he's standing just inside the metro station, gamers can see each other but cannot shoot each other through the door. They try to activate the door. The door is open. They go toe-to-toe here. Zor and Zubi, and it's going to be Zubi with the kill. LR300 doing all the talking there for Realm of Shadows. Our score now 6-5 in favor of ROS. Very good action here so far through the first 12 minutes of action on UT Turnpike. Zlatan hit by a grenade, 40% health here. LR300 trying to finish him off is Rick. Rick now coming through. 2-on-1, odd man rush for UTZ, and he gets taken out. Zlatan and Sor there with the kill. It was Sor with the SR8 who actually put him away. We go inside the office now. UTZ doing a good job here, staying in the game, hanging with Realm of Shadows. As we see two ROS clan members on the stairs. Under heavy attack is Boro retreating up the stairs. He goes now. Seal taking the brunt of the action, but Zlatan right there. He's going to get two quick DE rounds on Realm of Shadows to tie things back up here for UTZ. So we're tied at 6 with just about 7 minutes to go here on Turnpike. Second map up today is going to be UT Uptown. We'll have to see how that fares. Sometimes clans really don't like playing on UT Uptown, so it could favor one or the other clan here. We'll have to wait and find out. A 3-on-1 rush here for Realm of Shadows into the metro station parking lot they come. Zubi catching two gamers off guard here. Off guard, he gets Dark Shot gunned down. He also picks up a second kill. Action, and more action all taking place here in the metro station parking lot as we see Zubi dialing for dollars there. He was dialing on the telephone as Valkyria and Ozian, the last two gamers, to be killed here for UTZ. So that's going to put Realm of Shadows up by a single marker, 7-6. More HP is changed over in the alley once again. As Zubi coming through, not able to pick off Valkyria before she guns him down. Ozian holding back here, readying an HE grenade, looking to toss it. Tossed it near the entrance to the alleyway. That did not hit anything as Darkchild is going to get the final kill here on Realm of Shadows. 7-7 our score now. We spawn with UTZ in the north parking lot. Three of them quickly through the metro station and into the company park they go. Being led by Zlatan once again, but coming around the south parking lot, he is caught off guard by a nice HE grenade from Zubi. Continues inside the office building. Zubi gets what he gave. He gets a HE grenade from Ozian. Great kill there by Ozian. As we now see Valkyria double back south parking lot. She's under attack. She's trying to flank Realm of Shadows, which Ozian gets one of the kills here, but Rix is going to pick up the kill on her. And Boro gets the final kill here on Ozian for Realm of Shadows over in that south parking lot. So they go back up Realm of Shadows 8-7 here as we approach the 5-minute mark. And if things keep up the way it is right now, it's going to come down to the last round to decide who wins at this first match at UT Turnpike. Inside the office, we battle Maceo, HK36 out, taking aim at Sor and Zlatan. He now steps outside. in it to the alleyway where we see two of the UTZ members, that is Latin and Zion, going to try to get a couple of kills here. We see a grenade tossed down there. That's not going to hit anybody. As Maceo catches a shiny bullet, Zlatan on the kill.
Blue team wins.
And as you heard it, there are flawless victory here for UTZ, so they get the first flawless of the game. As we see Dark Child holding back in the parking lot here, as we see Sword catch a bullet from Rix once again as they toss grenades very far down into that Metro Station parking lot. Realm of Shadows on the offensive here once again. Nobody home in the Metro Station for UTZ. As we pick up the action inside the office building on the stairs with Dark Child coming down off the stairs now, but it's going to be Zorantum who gets a kill on a Valkyria. Zorantum then continues his attack upstairs on second floor, and Rix is going to take down ZLT for the final kill of the match here. 9-8, so we continue to go back and forth here. Realm of Shadows getting a point, UTZ getting a point. It's been like this for about 8 minutes now after we were 2-2 when both clans ran a little string of two off for each. As we see Realm of Shadows coming out very quickly here, getting two early kills. Ozion under attack near the mailbox, out on Williams, 2-on-1. He's not able to fend off both those attacks. Zorantum going to get the kill for Realm of Shadows as we follow Zuby down the alleyway. Going to make a move to that north parking lot once again. And nobody home back there. We see Zorantum coming through the north parking lot entrance as they go searching for Soar and ZLT. ZLT now gunned down by Maceo inside the Metro Station near the ticket booth. It is Soar taken out for the final kill here. So it's a two-point advantage now in favor of Realm of Shadows. First time we've had this since about the 1 or 2 minute mark of the game. As we hit 3 minutes and counting here. As we see more UTZ members being gunned down. That was ZLT and Soar both taken out. As we follow Rix inside the main entrance, he comes. He draws aim on Ozion, gunning him down. They're quickly retreating as Rix gets a great DE kill there on about on William Street. We run, but it's going to be Dark Child. As Rix was injured, Dark Child gets the kill and the point as UTZ draws 1 point closer, 10-9 our score right now. As Boro becomes a nasty stain, another nice toss here. A lot of grenade kills, as I said, this round by both clans. Realm of Shadows possibly with a few more. But a lot of HE grenade kills here early on as you see ZLT gunning down Rix, then moving inside the alley entrance, past the main entrance to the office, and out the reception entrance he goes. Just around the backside of the blue van, it is Maceo and Zuby enter attack here. ZLT gets one kill on Maceo. Can he gun down Zuby? They go toe-to-toe here, 1-on-1. He's got the DE out as Zuby has to reload, switching to his knife, not able to fend off the attack. ZLT going to get the great kill here with the DE. Put that pistol in your pocket. Great work there by UTZ to tie things up here as we just inside it. 2-on-1 action taking place here in the back parking lot, the north parking lot. And it's going to be Soar who goes down. Zorantum with the kill, but is erased as we see Zuby stepping on his own grenade. Coming inside the back entrance, that was Maceo getting the kill on a Valkyria. So Realm of Shadows hooking up here for a little healing help. Zorantum, and they quickly fall attack to Dark Child. Dark Child doing a nice job. And another team kill there. Maceo killed by Zorantum, but it's not going to matter. UTZ coming out on top in that round, 11-10. So they've rattled off three in a row here to come from behind and take the lead. As we hit 1 minute to go here in this first match, UT Turnpike is where we are. This is Clan Base Spring 2005 Cup action with you here, Oswald, inside the game. And we've seen some great action, some great run and gun from both clans here early on. As we see Realm of Shadows that quickly tie it up. Another team kill. So both clans having a few issues here, killing their own clan mates. As we see Zorantum and Zuby leading the charge down the company park. Grenades going off once again over in that south parking lot. Ozion now coming around the corner. We see Valkyria in the background on that kill. Maceo. And they exchange kills inside. The clans do. We follow them inside the restroom. It's going to be Zuby who gets the drop on Ozion and the kill. So ZLT, the last gamer left alive for UTZ. He's got 9 seconds. Can he fend off the attack of Maceo? We will shortly We'll find out shortly here. 3-2-1 time expires here in the round, or excuse me, in the match. We'll finish out the round as we have just about 2 minutes 15 seconds to go. ZLT thought he saw. Yes, he did. They do see each other in the north parking lot. ZLT is able to catch Macio, so it's now 1-on-1 here. So this match is going to decide the victor of the first round. Who is it going to be? UTZ Grenade coming flying over the top. It connects. Coming through, guns blazing. Zuby, and Zuby's going to get the kill for Realm of Shadows. Great work there by both clans. 12-11 is our score in this closely contested match. We're going to step away, take a break, and come right back with second round action here on Inside the Game.
Gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem. So it's time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you waiting for?
And it looks like we're going to get back into the second round here fairly quickly from what I can tell. Running down scores here from the first match. Great work by both clans. 12-11 is our score in favor of Realm of Shadows. As we look down, individual scores here for the winning clan, Realm of Shadows, 22 kills for Rix. Zuby with 16, Masio 16 as well, Boro 14, and Zorantum with 13. On the side of the Urban Terrorists, ZLT leading all gamers with 25 kills, 15 deaths. Valkyria right behind him, 18 kills. Soar with 16. Ozion, 14. Darkchild with 11. Some good action, though, as I said, on UT Turnpike, as we now move over to Uptown. We'll have to see how this goes, because as I said, Uptown, not one of those conventional maps that is played all that often here in clan base. Some clans will pick up one of these odd maps now and then to try to catch their opponents off guard. We've seen it happen already in a couple of matches earlier on in the first round of group stage play. So we'll have to see what sort of effect this has on one or the other clan. And you'll find out very quickly here is that one clan is probably not going to feel quite all that comfortable on the map. Which clan will that be? Well, we'll have to find out here very shortly. Waiting for subs to get in the game now. And it looks like we should be set to go here in just a moment. We're going to run down starting lineups for you. Sponsored by DeadLlamas.net. If you need the latest news and information, DeadLlamas.net has it all. Go to www.DeadLlamas.net. Check out their new theme song, too. Pretty funny. Anyways, looking down the starting lineups here for Realm of Shadows. Looks like they're going to be red again. It's going to be Zorantum, Masio, Boro, Traegers comes in, Zuby, and Rix. Actually, I take that back. Traegers is still showing as a sub, so he's probably going to sit here as the sub. And Dragon Master and Tyrannus now in the game. So two subs there for UTZ as we warm up here on UT Turnpike. And if you want to follow at home, I can't even speak now. If you want to follow along at home, that's what I wanted to say. I do have this map available for you. It's urbanterror.net/uptown.jpg. Just some of the areas that are labeled here inside the map from a bird's eye perspective. Give you some idea what the map looks like. And I, again, apologize. GTV, I was trying to get that up and running here. Ran into a few issues. I had no time left, so I had to forfeit using a GTV today, but I am working on getting that set up here, so we should have that by week's end, and it looks like we're just about set to go as Realm of Shadows has readied up, and they're going to start with the same lineup as Traeger's going to be their sub once again. Looks like Realm of Shadows says, let's go, let's get this match started. So all we are doing is waiting for the ready on the sub. side of UTC, and they're asking for one more substitutes in. Those substitutes, as I said, Dragon Master and Tyrannus. So we'll see what sort of effect that has on the game as well, because, you know, some of these players will get in the game, get on a streak, and then be substituted at halftime or the intermission. And, you know, anyways, they did ask for one more warm-up round. So after this warm-up round, we should be set to go. Should be a good match. 12-11 is our score here as we get set. And Team Survivor is going to start 3-2-1. Good luck and have fun. And here we spawn with Realm of Shadows in front of the fountain. On the ground, it is Zuby and Rix. Rix, nice little jump up there as he's tossing a couple of grenades up onto the top level of the parking garage. Nobody home there as we see Tyrannus and UTZ Madman down on the lower level of the parking garage, coming up the garage entrance. Now they come through the stairs. Tyrannus leading the charge. He does have a med pack. He sees the open elevator as he goes in the elevator, waiting for his clanmate. Here comes Madman. Will they take the elevator? Yes, they will take the elevator upstairs as we make a move up there. As just as they get inside the elevator, here comes Zuby. Here comes Rix. They're trying to get over to that portion of the map very quickly. Not going to beat Tyrannus and Madman. As we see Zuby now under attack, trying to climb the wall up onto the patio. Not able to do so. Gunfire ensuing in the lounge area. Tyrannus is going to get the kill on Rix and take the elevator back down. As we see Masiya with the SR-8 over on the upper apartment. Ruby are going to join him. And just like that, that first round is over. Tyrannus got a whole lot of hole from Zuby as he exited the elevator. So 1-0 our score here. We spawn with UTZ very quickly. The infiltrate the Regent's apartments. Dropping down onto the ground, onto the street at the ZLT. As we see Madman slowed down by an LR-300 shot. ZLT coming around the corner. We see action taking place up on the rooftop once again. As ZLT and Masiya go at it one-on-one. Why he's got an SR-8 at is beyond me. Masiya with the automatic switching to his DE as Ozion and ZLT both gunned down here for UTZ, who's down to Tyrannus. Once again, Tyrannus, the last gamer left alive here, coming up the stairs from the underground parking garage. He's got his LR-300 out. At the end of the alleyway, he picks up a Zorantum. Fends off the kills, and it's going to be Rix who picks up that kill here. No, it's not. Yes, it is. It's going to be Rix who picks up the kill on Tyrannus. So we respawn 2-0. This is much like we started off in the first round. Realm of Shadows picking up two quick victories here. Zorantum inside the reception area of the hotel. As we go in the game here with Tyrannus of UTZ, formerly known as Lord of Doom. Tyrannus taking aim on Boro here. Boro under attack, as is Rix and Dragon Master coming from the street to gun him down. So all is not lost here for UTZ. They have killed three members of ROS right now. They do have the one-man advantage. As they heal up underneath the parking garage, coming down the ramp was Masiya, but it's going to be Ozion there with the kill. So down to the last gamer here. Masiya, where is he? Well, he is out on the main street, just passing. Oh, great grenade toss here. The exploding monkey catches Madman. He never saw it coming, as he was just about ready to come out from the parking garage onto the main street. But that will not happen. He catches that grenade as we see Masiya now hopping out onto the balcony, over onto the hotel, passing the bridge, and making another nice little wall jump there down to the alleyway. He falls, ledge climbs, and pulls himself up to one of the ledges above the ground floor here. As it looks like he's trying to get sneaky here, trying to get in a position where nobody's going to be able to get him. Wall jumping back and forth. Few gamers I have seen use that, but sort of neat to watch. You know, that's one of the features that was added, that little wall jumping technique there, and some gamers continue to use it. As Masiya now takes the elevator up to the Regent's Lounge, and that is where he's going to find Dragon Master. They go toe-to-toe with SR-8. Look at that. But Dragon Master quickly switching to an MP5K, spams him, and down he goes. So UTZ is going to pick up that point. 2-1 now our score. We spawn with UTZ once again. Tyrannus running down the ramps here of the parking garage. He's got a couple of grenades out. He tosses them. Nobody home there in the neighborhood of those grenades. Azumi now falls under attack. Ozion and Madman with the attack here. Tyrannus now joining in the fray as we see Tyrannus sent down by Dragon. Coming in the parking garage was Azumi, quickly erased by Madman. As Madman and Tyrannus heal up, both back to 80% health. As we see Madman and Tyrannus now retreat down the ramp into the underground parking lot. Up the stairs they went, run near the Regent's apartment once again. Looks like Tyrannus going to take the elevator upstairs to the lounge. As we pick up Rix. Now Rix on the roof of the parking garage. He's got an LR-300 out. He does have Boro as we see him over on the Bubbles laundromat. Up on the rooftop. He's got help there from Maceo as they quickly run across and jump onto the upper apartment rooftop. Take an aim at Madman. You hear the G36 in the background, but it's going to be Madman who catches Boro with a kill. So down to two gamers. That's a 2-on-2 match now here. As we see Rix quickly coming from the hotel, dropping on to the patio of the Regent's apartments. And Rix goes down. They exchange kills here. So it's down to a 1-on-1 as we saw Madman catch a bullet from Rix, but Tyrannus right there to kill Rix before he's able to take him down. So 1-on-1 we go. Maceo with the SR-8 out. He's only got about 20% health, maybe a bar and a half as we go inside the game here with Maceo. SR-8 out. We will follow him. Check that. He's down to about a bar. Yeah, about a bar and a half of health. He's got the SR-8 out. He's over on the laundromat rooftop, hiding behind one of the air conditioning units. Now he goes inside the apartment, trying not to be seen. And on the other end, it is Tyrannus, who now is just below him on the ground level. LR-300 out, being very quiet there. We're going to have to see what happens here as Tyrannus moving around the apartment. And it looks like he's going to he's just next to the Bubbles laundromat sign here. So what is going to happen? Who's going to see whom first? Tyrannus has his weapon aimed at the top of the ladder. Nobody home there, so we continue to follow action. And gamers have not moved very far. Tyrannus now up the ladder. Here he comes, LR-300 out. Battle ensues in the apartment, and it's going to be Tyrannus all over Maceo. Not sure if Maceo hurt him or not, but great work there by Tyrannus. This is like a replay of the first match here on UT Turnpike, but now on UT Uptown, as we have a tie score 2-2. Dragon Master catching Zorantum with a grenade. And that's got to be about the 7th or 8th grenade kill here in this round. There's another one. ZLT becoming a nasty scene. Ozion doing the lemming thing, falling to his death. So that's going to give us a 3-on-paper of ROS, Realm of Shadows, as we see all sorts of action across in the apartment. It's a 3-on-1 here, and Tyrannus not able to escape the G36 of Boro, as Boro now out on top of the rooftops of the laundromat. G36 out. Taking aim all the way down on top of the apartment. It is Madman. Whips out the Beretta, but he gets a whole lot of hole from Boro's DE round to finish him off. 3-2 our score here, as we coming up on 11 minutes here in the match. Great match so far. 3-2 here in this UT Turnpike, or excuse me, UT Uptown. As we see Zubi slowed down by Dragon Master's SR-8. He's then blown back by a grenade. Grenade being exchanged is just under the skylight. You heard all the glass break. A couple grenades drop there. They go upstairs onto the rooftop. And it's Dragon Master cutting down Zorantum with his MP5K. Maceo trying to assault that rooftop area as well. He is injured. He drops down. But very quickly, Boro right there. I don't think Ozion even saw him as Boro gets a great kill there. Is bleeding. Heals himself as Maceo now has dropped all the way down to the ground level. We'll keep it here with Boro as he goes up on top of the hotel just next to the skylight. Now he decides to drop all the way back down to the ground floor. Tyrannus coming out of the elevator area, but he is met big time. Big kill there by Realm of Shadows. Maceo catches him with an SR-8. That's gotta hurt. We start the round over. 4-2 is our score as we begin once again. A couple of grenades tossed up onto the rooftop of the parking garage. Ozion is up there. He is injured. He's got about 50 health. As we see Dragon Master and ZLT going at it with Zorantum, but Zorantum gets the kill. So a lot of action ensuing throughout this entire map. Maceo coming up, goes toe-to-toe again with Dragon Master. SR8 out for Maceo. He hits him somehow with it, but it's going to be Dragon Master who gets the kill for UTZ as Madman comes over, heals him up. So we have Tyrannus, Dragon Master, and Madman now. As we see Tyrannus clearing the hotel reception area across the way in the apartment. It is one of the gamers here for Realm of Shadows. He is bleeding. As he dropped down very quickly, that is Zubi. Zubi right there behind him, dropping down was Tyrannus with a big shot from the Spaz 12. But Zubi catches a bullet just at the last moment from Dragon Master. So we are, once again, 1 point difference here as UTZ's picked up the last 2 points. 4-3 now, our score. More grenade spam as you can't avoid it. ZLT becoming a nasty stain. Rick's on the kill. Rick's now dropping down from the park garage onto the street. Goes toe-to-toe with Tyrannus here. Bleeding is Rick's. Down is Rick's. Tyrannus with another LR300 kill. Tyrannus now with 8 kills for UTZ. Only 3 behind Dragon Master, who has 11. And on the side of Realm of Shadows, 8 kills for Boro, 7 for Maceo and Rick's. Boro now up on top, just next to the slide, dropping off, drops down 2 levels, injures himself, and Tyrannus right there to clean him up. Boro, I don't think, wanted to drop all that far, but he dropped just too far, hurt himself, had to bandage. Tyrannus picked him up very quickly on the restart here. Dragon Man slowed down by the sharp shooting of Maceo with SR8. It's happened 2 rounds in a row now, so we're going to have to watch that here from here on out. As Ozion passing the skylight, Rick's catching a bullet from ZLT. As Dinky hear it, the elevator making its way to the top floor of the Regent apartment. Ozion not sure what he was doing out on the ledge, but he left himself exposed and he died.
Red team wins.
As we see Realm of Shadows sort of pushing UTZ around here in that round, 5-4 now is our score. Match is still up for anyone to win, is separated only by a single marker here on this map, UT Turnpike. As we remember, Realm of Shadows did win the first round, 12-11. As we pick up the ZLT, first level of the parking garage. As he moves up to the second level, just outside, it is Rick's on the wall, but Rick's gunned down. ZLT doing a nice job there. Ozion catching a bullet from Zorantum. And just as he gets to the top of the parking garage, another HE grenade killer by Zoran. That toss there, quite impressive, I must say. So again, the HE grenades playing a major role here in this round. Haven't seen this much grenade action in a long time from any clan. And usually you don't see it on this map. You usually see it on Abbey. But wow, I just got to say, a lot of grenades being tossed and connecting. As we go on a 2-on-1 mission here. Tyrannus, Madman left alive here. And here they go again, taking the elevator up. Probably not the wisest of move, because who is at top? That is Zorantum at the top. He hears the elevator. He lets loose with the LR-300 into the elevator. He goes, and he's going to kill both Tyrannus and Madman. That tactic not working so well that time around for UTZ as they now go down by 2. 6-4 is our score. 6.5 to go here in the match. This is going to be the deciding map here. As we see Madman on the rock of the Boros G36 again. Here come a lot of grenades again onto the rooftop of hotel and the parking garage. Tossed courtesy of Realm of Shadows. Down the parking garage ramps, we run with Ozion and ZLT. Ozion picks up one of the kills. Coming up from the lower levels. It is Rick's who gets 2 kills here onto Ozion and ZLT. But Dragon Master right there on level 2 to pick up that kill for UTZ and give them one last gasp here. Will they be able to find Zubi? Zubi's got the SR8 out. He's in search of Dragon Master. Dragon Master subbing in here at the intermission. So we'll see what skills Dragon Master brings to the match here. as he's got to pull one out here for his clan. They don't want to get three rounds behind with 5.5 to go. As we see Dragon Master taking it slow, he does have the SR-8 out, and he's just near the access room, near the hotel reception area, holding back and not going to move here as he's in a great defensive position. He gets a shot off, had a chance at Zuby, but he missed. As Dragon Master is injured, whips out the MP5K and heals himself. We saw Zuby hopped off and all the way down to the alleyway as he climbs up the ladder here in the access room. Going to open the door as he does, whips out the Spaz 12. Nobody home to say hi to his big boomstick there. As he jumps across, pulls himself up on it to the balcony. We follow inside the game here with Zuby. Just outside, action ensues. It's going to be Zuby with the big kill. Great work there with the Spaz 12 by Realm of Shadows, and they go up by 3 points here. 7-4 with just inside 4 minutes to go. As UTZ going to have to get a couple back here as Boro now been another grenade kill on Granis. As we hear glass breaking on the skylight, grenades being tossed. Another HE grenade kill. ZLT met with that grenade. As we see UTZ members falling left and right here very quickly. As Karan is trying to fend off the attacks from Zorantum and Zuby, not able to do so. And it looks like Realm of Shadows taking control here on UT Uptown. They've won the last three. Score now 8-4. UTZ going to have to win this round as they are down by 4. Actually down by 5 if you include the last round. So Rick's get killed to start things off here on Madman with his G36. Boro hanging down at the end of the street just next to the parking garage. As we see Tyrannus Toyn coming in and out. Looks like he's going to come up the ramp to the first level. Look out. Tyrannus did not see Boro there. And Boro finishes off the round for Realm of Shadows. And it looks looking like Realm of Shadows is going to be just too strong here in the closing moments of UT Turnpike. Now inside 3 minutes. And they are up by 5 points here on this map. But we'll have to see how it plays out here. Things can still turn around for UTZ. They still have enough time to pick up 5 victories. As we see Zuby now into the Regent's Lounge, pushes the button for the elevator. Nobody there. As we see ZLT catching some MP5 spam from Masio. But right there, Tyrannus gets a kill, as does Madman on Boro. Tyrannus and Madman now healing up as they are both injured. Just inside the little alcove to the elevator. And coming up from the underground parking garage, it is Ricks. He catches Madman. Can Tyrannus finish off Ricks? Not able to do so. Yes, he does. He's able to gun down Ricks, get the point. And then Dragon Master right there, the last man. Or actually, it was Dragon Master with the kill as Tyrannus was actually gunned down. So they pick up a victory here. 9-5 is score. UTZ pulling out all the stops here in the fading moments of this round as we just hit the 2-minute mark as we count down. So 3-on-2 here for UTZ. Check that now. It's a 2-on-2. As UTZ trying to quickly make their way through the map here, cleaning it up of ROS clan members. As Dragon Master taking the elevator upstairs, once again we quickly switch up there. Nobody home for Realm of Shadows, as we see Ricks just across the way hopping off that hotel building. Now across the bridge he runs. Dragon Master trying to do the duty on him. Can he do it? Dragon Master, MP5K out. He hops up onto the boxes here. Ricks coming around to where he just vacated. They go battle toe-to-toe here. Dragon Master, MP5K out. Ricks with the DE trying to get a shot off. Remington SR-8 pulled out. Now the MP5K. And it's going to be Ricks who pistol whips Dragon Master to win the round. That is probably going to do it here. 10-5 our score here. Not enough time for UTZ to climb back in the game. They gave it a great going. Still about the 4-minute mark, the 5-minute mark here. And they let Realm of Shadows get out in front. And Realm of Shadows is just not backed off here. As we see Ricks catching Tyrannus once again. ZLT, nice SR-8 on Boro. As we go inside the apartment with Zorantum exiting now onto the laundromat rooftop. He's got Masio in front of him as Masio now drops down to the park. And up on the hotel skylight, it is Dragon Master left to fend for himself. SR8 out. And it's going to be another victory here picked up by Zorant for Realm of Shadows. So they're going to go on to victory here. 14 seconds to go in this round, or in this match, as we will play out this round. Oh, headshot. Masio from the ground floor all the way up to the top of the parking garage. He decapitates Tyrannus. Great shot there as Masio sort of putting the exclamation mark on this round. Great shot as Ozaian and Dragon Master now hop over on to the Bubbles laundromat rooftop there. They hang out waiting for him down. We see Zuby over on the parking lot, or the parking garage rooftop. Quickly hopping over in it to the reception area. Two more grenades. Boro picks off Madman and Ozaian. There is your final round victory, 12-5. We're going to step away, take a break, come back, and things up where you've heard Realm of Shadows defeat the Urban Terrorists. We'll be right back here. It's Oswald. You are inside the game.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn. We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless. Crowd. Radio. IGG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. The post-game wrap-up here with Oswald. As you have just heard, Realm of Shadows defeat the Urban Terrorists by a score of 24-16. First level up today was Turnpike. 12-11 was our score in that last round that just completed there on UT Turnpike. 12-5. Our Act of War Warriors of the game today for the winning clan of Realm of Shadows is going to be Ricks. He had two outstanding rounds here. First round, 22 kills, 17 deaths. And in the second round, 19 kills, 14 deaths. So props to Ricks. And for the Urban Terrorist, it's going to be ZLT. He did play both rounds. Although Dragon Master had a great second round, he was a sub. Nonetheless, ZLT, the other Act of War Warrior of the game. So that is going to do it for us here today, where you've heard Realm of Shadows defeat the Urban Terrorist once again. Final score, 24-16. We'll have to see how that changes things here in the rankings as both these clans, as I quickly switch over to the rankings page, both these clans, as I said, coming out of the second league, Group B. That is going to give Realm of Shadows a one win, one loss record, while UTZ now drops to 0-2 with three matches remaining. That's going to do it for us here today. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Remember, join us all week long as Urban Terror continues from Clan Base Spring 2005 Cup action, and only Inside the Game brings it to you. We'll see you later.